Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. One of the blooming flowers this time of year should be peeking out. The bulb in question is tulip. Now, tulip isn't the longest-lasting bulb, but it certainly has an impact. The foliage is interesting at first, but the display of petals is what seals the deal. They can come in just about every color and variation. Some tulips have double blooms, and some have feathered edges. For the most part, all tulips want full sun and well-draining soil. After they're done flowering, they won't produce any more, so partial sun can get them through a bloom. Leaves emerge during late winter and early spring, blooms go from mid to late spring, and foliage usually doesn't last until fall. This means that their life cycle is relatively short. Often, they're treated like a landscape annual, where they get planted and pulled up every year. They can be perennials, as they are a bulb flower. However, they need to have good growing conditions, and you need to leave their foliage intact as long as possible for them to store up energy for next year. Fertilizing can help them grow bigger and stronger, with balanced fertilizers or bone meal being recommended. Or use nitrogen fertilizer. Once the bloom is spent, the key is lush and productive leaves. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.